Schumer says he'll support GOP funding bill to avoid government shutdown. Washington, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that he will support advancing a House-passed stopgap funding bill, effectively foreclosing the risk of a government shutdown. "I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down," Schumer said in a March 13th speech on the Senate floor. "If the government shuts down," Schumer said, "communities that depend on government services to function will suffer, and will suffer and suffer greatly." He also said allowing a government shutdown would be a gift to President Donald Trump and would empower his efforts in reducing the federal workforce and spending. "As bad as it is, allowing Donald Trump to take more, even much more power through a government shutdown is an even worse option," Schumer said. He said the Department of Government Efficiency and the administration would be granted far greater discretion to determine what constitutes an essential employee. The minority leader had said the day before that Senate Democrats would not vote for the funding bill passed by House Republicans. The stopgap funding legislation, passed by the House on March 11th, would punt the deadline for government funding from March 14th to September 30th, aligning with the final day of the fiscal year. It increases defense spending by about $6 billion while cutting non-defense spending by some $13 billion. The House's near-party-line passage of the bill, including defections from Representative Thomas Massie, who opposed it, and Representative Jared Golden, who supported it, raised questions about its fate in the Senate, where most bills need at least 60 votes to overcome the filibuster and proceed to a simple majority vote. Since then, Trump has encouraged rapid passage of the bill through the upper chamber, saying that any shutdown would lay at the Democrats' feet. "If there's a shutdown, it's only because of the Democrats, and they would really be taking away a lot from our country and from the people of our country," Trump said from the Oval Office on March 13th. In the Senate, as in the House, several Republicans have historically opposed the concept of a stopgap funding bill, dubbed a continuing resolution in Capitol Hill parlance, on principle. Historically, as many as 15 to 25 Senate Republicans have voted against such bills, which are rarely able to pass without bipartisan support. Senator Rand Paul, one of the Senate's most outspoken budget hawks, said that he plans to propose an amendment called the DOGE 1.0 Amendment, which would begin the process of instituting certain cuts related to foreign aid proposed by DOGE. He described the current continuing resolution as essentially identical to the one passed in December 2024. Senator Lisa Murkowski, a longtime swing vote in the upper chamber, said she hates it. "It is a choice between two untenable positions," she told reporters. "Both of those positions are untenable." Schumer's comments in favor of invoking cloture on the CR effectively guarantee that other Democrats will follow suit, enabling the legislation to achieve the cloture threshold of 60 votes and proceed to a simple majority floor vote. Prior to Schumer's speech, many Democrats remained critical of the package. Several have indicated that they'd prefer a 30-day funding extension followed by negotiations on the details of a larger CR package. Senator Chris Murphy, often perceived as one of the upper chamber's more moderate Democrats, called the bill a partisan continuing resolution and said that he would vote against cloture to force a real negotiation. At least one Democrat, Senator John Fetterman, had already indicated support for the Republican CR, suggesting in a post on X that Democrats' proposed alternative for a 30-day CR amounted to total theater. Senator Tina Smith said she is a firm no on the CR. "Trump and Republicans set this up as an unprecedented power grab so they can slash and burn government services on their terms," she posted on X. Senator Cory Booker said in a video posted on X that the bill is a surrendering of the powers of Congress to the president and Elon Musk, who leads DOGE's cost-cutting efforts. When asked by the Epoch Times whether the bill or a shutdown is worse from their perspective, Senate Minority Whip Durbin said, "Both bad." Senator Peter Welch described it as a lose-lose situation. With Schumer's support locked in, Senate Majority Leader John Thune will likely move now to rapidly bring the legislation to the floor, with a cloture vote expected on March 14th. It's unclear how many other Democrats will follow suit with Schumer, but his backing will make it difficult for critics to block the legislation through the filibuster.